Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
You mentioned the phrase, boy, are they moving quickly. Someone else who appears to have been moving pretty quickly, we addressed at this time yesterday, and he has now confirmed, yes, Aaron Rodgers is engaged to Shailene Woodley.
Oh, congratulations.
And Violetta, I got to give her credit, did call this.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Am I like telepathic?
And he has even confirmed, yeah, it's pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another one, Shailene Woodley. She could walk up to me and punch me right in the face and I wouldn't know who she is.
No.
It's the same thing with all the Olivias. Right. I confuse all the Olivias. Olivia Wilde, Olivia Munn, and Olivia Rodrigo all walk in here. I don't know which one is which. I can't pick the Olivia.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Do you remember there was a really good George Clooney movie like 7 years ago called Up in the Air?
Yes, I love that movie. Mm-hmm.
She was in that, right?
Who?
What's her name?
Olivia Rodrigo.
No. Shailene Woodley, I think.
I don't think so. You think she was?
I
don't remember
unless
her
Unless it
that.
Was another... No! Forget it.
So you've screwed that
yeah,
up.
No,
there was another
up.
Clooney movie around that time about being in Hawaii and being like a developer in Hawaii. What was that one called?
You know, all the Clooney movies are like Olivia's. All the Clooney movies. Like, all the Clooney movies could walk in here right now and punch me right in the face and I wouldn't know which Clooney movie it was.
It might have been called like The Descendants, The Transcendence, The Ascendance.
Right, it's one of the dense movies.
Something like that.
I don't know.
Never mind.
556. You know what? I was wondering, I'm scrapping it. I'm wondering, does anybody know what Whip's talking about?
I swear.
Does anybody know either the actress, the movie, or the Clooney reference that Whip might be talking about? He's talking Polish now. I can't interpret what he's saying. Does anybody know what he's talking about? 312-233-1019. You're driving to work right now in your Chevy going, I know what he's saying.
Right.
Makes complete sense to me.
Up in the Air was Anna Kendrick.
Yes.
The other movie was Shailene.
Ruin it, let people see the...
No, I can't remember. That's what I'm saying. That's
now
what we're
you're
asking
clarifying
them.
Your own thoughts that somebody could clarify for you.
Yeah. No.
All right.
I'm not clear, for
okay,
sure.
Good. Thank
I'm
you.
Far from clear.
Does anybody know what Whip's talking about? There's some type of Shailene Woodley collides with an old George Clooney movie, collides with a... Not clarified as to whether or not it was actually a Clooney movie, collides with something Polish.
Something like that.
Right. Can you translate for me? Maureen.
Yes, it's The Descendants.
Right. That's it.
So Whip is thinking of The Descendants. Now,
correct.
Is he thinking of Shailene Woodley, or is he thinking of Anna Kendrick, or is he thinking of some other random actress?
No, Shailene Woodley, Anna Kendrick is in Up in the Air. Those were both real movies.
Okay.
That was a real movie.
And they were around the same time, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Within a year or two?
And yeah. All of them are Clooney movies.
Correct.
And which one is the best Clooney movie?
I don't think I ever saw Up in the Air. I think I saw Descendants once.
Was that any good?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was that about?
It was in Hawaii. His wife was like in a coma. I think his wife was cheating on him.
That's it.
So it's a comedy.
Yeah.
No, but it's really good. It's all coming
it
back
was.
To me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like she's in a coma, uh-huh. And then, you know, but then you learn that the whole time before that she was cheating on him with Matthew Lillard.
Oh, really? Yes. Scooby-Doo.
Yes. Yeah. The guy, Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Right.
Exactly.
That's so weird. I was singing Scooby-Doo in the kitchen while I was making the coffee today. And
see how all of this pulls together in some weird way, Maureen?
Yes.
We should probably all just go home right now, don't you think?
Seriously? Yeah, probably.
Wherever you are, stay home.
Call
okay?
it a day.
Yeah, that's the attitude.
We solved the problem already.
That's the attitude.
It's been 10
Thank
minutes.
You, Maureen. That's why I love the 5:30 Club. We're all on the same page. You're supposed to, I don't know, develop each day or start each day with a mantra. That's what Tom Brady says. So if he says it, must be true. Whip wanted to go with, the people in my life love and support me.
Mm-hmm.
People in my life love and support me. Except for who? 312-233-1019. Everybody loves and supports you, Bill, except for?
My boss.
Oh, my God. I know.
Yeah.
Once you get to work, everything goes right to hell, doesn't it?
You better believe it.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
In at number three, the people in your life love and support you, Steve, except for?
My siblings.
All of them?
All of them. I'm the middle of five, so ooh. They just forget me.
Oh, no.
All of my siblings. Can't find a one. At number two, the people in your life love and support you, Jeannie, except for?
My brother.
What does he do wrong?
Well, my dad cut him out of the will, so he won't talk to me.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Well, that'll do it.
You deserve it.
Not your fault.
That'll do it. Oh, lot of love, lot of love. And finally in at number one, repeat the mantra. The people in my life love and support me, Kristen, except for...
one of my three-year-old twins.
Just one of them. The other one is totally supportive, except the one isn't.
The one is not.
Boys, girls?
Two girls.
Wow.
And which one of the little three-year-olds is not the supportive one?
Twin A.
Twin A.
Okay.
I always count on B.
Yeah. What does she do that makes you feel like she doesn't support you?
She tells me that the dog catches better than me.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. She points out my wrinkles.
Okay.
Oh.
Yep.
And tells me to clean up by myself.
Okay. Wow. All right. First of all, the dog catches better than you. You're like, yeah. And the wrinkles. It's time to start moisturizing, maybe some Botox, right? He's laying it all out to you.
Yeah, I know.
The other one, mommy, your face looks fine.
I know.
Twin A's like, no, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. Have you seen the dog catch? Air fryers fix everything. That's what Big Karwowski and Captain Hollywood tell me. And Violetta.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah. Yeah. People forget their problems once they get an air fryer.
I know. Air fry some Brussels sprouts.
All the trouble disappears. I said, all right, so we've got one to give away. And then on Friday, get it? Friday? See, that was the joke.
Right.
then we'll have one every single hour between 6 and 9. All right, we got to pick one winner here. You ready?
Okay.
All right, Mitch. I'm sorry, hold on. Wrong number. Mitch, currently in trouble. Currently in trouble at home. Why?
Good morning. Good
morning.
Yeah, while my wife was getting ready for bed, I coaxed the dog up on the bed and on her side.
Ah.
And knowing that when she tries to get in bed, she can't because the dog's laying all over the place.
Right.
And then she growls at her.
The dog?
The dog growls at your wife, or your wife growls at the dog?
Yeah, the dog growls at her, and I just tell her, you know, she's just talking.
Yeah, she's just trying. Hey, get in bed sooner, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right? That's right.
Take a little heat for that. Wife doesn't like the dog in the bed, huh?
No, she's not crazy about it, but she gets mad that I always get her up there.
Right. I mean, there are rules, and you keep breaking them. Dog in the bed. All right, hold on, Mitch. Mitch is in trouble. Dog in the bed. Currently, a little tension at home. Why, Ann?
Oh, because I nag, he says, when we're driving through the snow because I think he goes too fast.
Yeah.
And we live in a southwest suburb, so we don't always get good plowing out here in the rural roads.
Yeah.
So he says I bitch too much. So.
I gotta tell you, Ann, you seem like a very nice person, but I hear a little bit of the nag quality tone there.
Absolutely. Can't you hear it in there? It's kind of a little nasally, a little naggy sound.
Chicago-y. You drive too fast in the snow.
Yeah, watch it.
I'm not bitching. All right, hold on, Ann. Hang on. Kathy, a little tension at home.
Yes, my husband repairs small engines, and he decided to sell our snowblowers. So
that makes sense. Sell the snowblower in February. That makes sense, yeah.
Right, to help others out.
Right. Right, so now you have no snowblower because he sold it.
Right.
I'm kind of on your side on that one.
Yeah, now that wouldn't come in handy right now or anything, would
the
it?
The only way that would be acceptable, Kathy, is if he sold it for extra cash to buy you something for your birthday or something. It's not your birthday, is it?
Not yet. Pretty soon.
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
And, of course, Valentine's Day coming up. All right, hold on. Little bit of stress at home, huh, Amanda? What's going on?
After 4.5 years of patiently waiting for the master bedroom and bathroom to be painted, I hired a contractor, and he found out by him arriving at the door last week.
Oh, boy.
So he's mad at you, or you're mad it took 4 years?
He's mad that I did that, but he's awful at doing it anyway, so I actually waited a couple extra years just to be able to do this.
Okay.
Okay, right.
Right, and have you announced to him, or is it pretty much understood between the two of you that he's awful at this?
It's understood. He just takes a very long time at everything.
Right. He's like, who is this strange man at the door? Mm. Well, that's the new contractor to fix the painting you haven't done for 4.5 years. That would be stressful.
Totally.
A lot of tension. Hold on. Is it Iza? Iza?
Iza.
Iza, a little stress at home about?
Because my husband, it takes 4 days to try to fix the water heater.
Wait a minute. Hold on. 4 days you've been going without hot water?
Yes, I've been boiling water on the stove.
To shower?
Shower, yes.
Wow, is
mixing
right.
Mix hot water with hot water.
Yeah, wow. Right.
Wow, and so he is insistent that he can fix the hot water heater. You're not calling any stinking plumber in here.
I called yesterday. I was like, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to call.
Yeah.
I call. Uh-huh. I pay $80. And yeah. The guy's like, you know what? You should call the, I think this is the new, you should call Menards where you bought it. It has insurance.
Uh-huh.
So we went yesterday to Menards. They give us a new one.
Oh, my God. Well, who's going to install it, though?
Do you have
a friend.
A friend is going to install it.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
You know what? I think.
Yeah.
4 days without hot water.
Yeah.
In single-digit temperatures.
Yes. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is
totally.
Ridiculous.
You
yes.
deserve something
ridiculous.
Hot, like a fire.
Yeah. Are the two of you?
Yesterday I took a hot, nice shower.
You did what?
I said, yesterday, finally, we got the fix the water heater.
Yeah, you got it. So you finally got your hot shower.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, are you and your husband speaking now, or are you still fighting a little bit?
I don't talk to him.
Yeah. All right. What fixes that? You know, a lot of people, a lot of therapists, I used to say, when you don't haven't had hot water for 4 days and you aren't speaking to your husband, an air fryer fixes everything. Do you know that?
Hopefully.
Yeah, it's true.
You've
just won it.
Because we like to fry a lot of stuff.
There you go. You've just won it. Congratulations. Top three things trending on Twitter every morning at 7 a.m. and 9:30. Violetta at the social media desk is all set at number three.
Ariana Grande just earned her 20th Guinness World Record title. Her
longest
newest,
fingernails.
No. Her newest title is most songs to debut at number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Really?
With 5 songs.
What's the most recent? Positions?
Yeah, well, that's her latest album, Positions. The latest song, yeah, I guess would also be Positions.
Positions, yeah. There you go. Trending on Twitter, number two.
My hole trending because...
What?
Well, not my hole, just my hole, the words, and it's not spelled with a W, because on Raw, WWE, Nia Jax slid into a move and then fell on her butt on the edge of the stage, and she screamed, "My hole!" And people are loving it.
Oh, my
it.
God.
Yeah.
That's wrestling for you.
Oh,
you don't hold back.
You but follow her, Whip? I know you're the wrestling guy on the show. You like your wrestling.
Yeah.
You know Nia Jax?
She's you know her. One of my favorites now.
Yeah. It seems pretty genuine, and a lot of stuff in WWE doesn't, but she hit it hard.
Bet you that thing's... stings a little. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay. The Framing Britney Spears documentary is really popular right now.
I was going to actually watch that last night, and I didn't. But
I think I'm going
to. I'm still
to.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm going to tonight. But now there's a new video trending from 2007, a monologue where TV host Craig Ferguson says comedy should not be about attacking the vulnerable. Uh-huh. And it resurfaced right now because of that documentary. We actually have a little clip from it. Do we?
I'm starting to feel uncomfortable about making fun of these people. And for me, comedy should have a certain amount of joy in it. It should be about us attacking the powerful people, attacking the politicians and the Trumps and the blowhards and the going after them. We shouldn't be attacking the vulnerable people.
There you go.
So Ferguson,
I don't know, I'm not 100% certain what he said all the way through it, but I feel like I should order a beer whenever I hear somebody talk. Whenever I hear that Irish accent, I'm like, all right, I'll get a Guinness. Yes, Violetta, I'm sorry.
Yes, well, actually, what I took away from hearing that clip, too, is I used to love Craig Ferguson,
yeah.
But when I hear that accent now, I'm like, did I really used to laugh? Because I can't make out much of the things he's saying.
He said what you just said, except that he did follow that up, but I didn't have time to put it in where he said, I'm now not going to make fun of Britney Spears.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. He famously refused to make fun of her.
All right, cool. The internet just said... you're either one or the other if you're in a sibling relationship. You're either the one with the knife or the one being chased.
Mm-hmm.
And then it follows that up with, if you grew up with siblings, you understand when one of them says, come here, and you say, why, and they say, just come here, you know you're about to get hit.
Yeah.
How did your siblings torture you? 312-233-1019. Do you think sibling torture, does it end like in your teenage years, or does it continue for some people into adulthood? You know, like you're 55 and your brother's 52 and you're still torturing a poor guy.
I feel like it does turn into like pranks, you know?
Yeah,
there's always that one sibling like punking you.
Yeah. I think it could even be more serious than pranks, but I don't think it gets physical anymore at a certain point.
When does it stop getting physical where you stop, you know, you know you're not going to get punched by your brother?
I'm thinking when you probably both are out of your parents' house.
Okay.
Wow, that's a long time for some of us.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Yeah, for sure. Because it doesn't really go on with my brothers and I anymore. Not that I don't want it to, I do, because mm-hmm. I'm the only one. I enjoy torturing them. But they're significantly larger than me. So.
Yeah. Sometimes
it has to be more mental from a distance. It can't be anything physical.
Yeah.
312-233-1019. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Sibling torture?
Yes, sibling torture. She used to pin me down mm-hmm. and make the spit come out of her mouth all the way down until it was about to touch my face, right. And then she'd slurp it back up.
Right, the old hanging spit routine. That's a very popular one among siblings.
And how many times did it actually fall down onto you?
It a little bit less than half, probably.
Right.
But I think she did it on purpose.
Right. Yeah, I'm certain she did. Yeah. Hey there, Don, a little sibling torture. Hi, Don.
My brother used to pull the cover plate off, pull the switch out, extend the wires, so when you walked in the room to turn on the light, you'd get shocked.
No comedy.
Oh, that's nice.
little mild electrocution among siblings.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. And then you just laugh. Yeah, it's fun. Sibling rivalry, sibling torture, Stephanie.
You know, me and my sister grew up in a household with a brother that liked video games. Mm-hmm. And anytime we would hear that video game controller smack the ground and we'd hear my brother scream, we knew we had to hide. Because right. anywhere we were in the house, he would find us and beat on us for losing his video game.
Yep. Uh-huh. He loses video games. Yeah. You and your sister pay the price.
Your fault. Yep. Pay the price. Mm.
Sibling torture, Joanne.
Hi. My mom would drop us off at the laundromat every week, and so I had two brothers. I was the oldest, uh-huh. and every week we would put my youngest brother in the dryer, and he'd say,
I don't think they recommend that.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I don't think that's smart. I don't think anybody recommends that kind of behavior.
And he would say, please, please don't turn it on, and we would say, we promise, we promise, and then, of course, we put a dime in and
no!
go on.
Oh, my God! Yeah, you're going to prison.
Yep.
You are going to prison.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, something a little less harmful, Janet.
Yes, when my sister had a baby, our older sister, she used to say, want a popsicle? And then she'd put Tabasco sauce on it and give...
Yeah.
Oh. How are you going to ruin a popsicle
it
like that?
Ruin the whole popsicle experience for life.
Oh. Right.
You're like a 38-year-old woman. You're terrified to try a popsicle because you don't know what's been done to it.
My gosh, these people might be scarred.
Melissa.
Hi.
Hi, sibling torture.
Yeah, my brother used to do the Star Trek Vulcan Man nerve pinch on me whenever he was mad at me.
The Vulcan Man nerve pinch. Is that the thing on the shoulder?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then he actually got the nerve once, and I couldn't move my neck for a week.
Oh, man.
Oh, a week? Oh, my God.
You're in physical therapy. Yeah. All from a Vulcan Spock nerve pinch. I didn't know that worked.
Didn't either.
I just know it hurt.
You know, like when you pinch someone underneath their arm, that's another one. We did that in grammar school all the time.
Haven't done that one.
Let me try it.
No.
No one even mentioned a purple nurple.
Wait, what's that?
What is that?
It's also known as a something twister.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, can you say that word or no?
No, yeah. I don't think we can say that one.
No. Yeah. I think you can, actually.
No. Really?
Who did I hear say it, like, just last night? Who did I hear say it? Oh, it was on SNL.
Oh.
Yeah, they have different rules.
Set of rules there. Get romantic. Mm. Valentine's Day coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
The most romantic drink is what? Combined with the food that if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, the number one answer, what would it be? Both those combined? Got to get them both right.
You got yourself a date.
They combine nicely, too. 312-233-1019. Faith, it's got to be what?
I'm going to go cliche and say chocolate and champagne.
You know what? That is a great answer.
Oh.
That makes all the sense in the world. That's not it, but that actually would make sense.
Okay. And that would be a nice Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I think the only downside that it doesn't fit there is chocolate really, many people might argue with me on this, it's hard to make it a meal. But some like, I can do it.
Yeah. That's true.
I can make it a meal. No. Nora, the food and drink, what are they?
Red wine and pizza.
There it is.
Yes!
Oh, wow. It is.
Okay.
That's what I was
heart-shaped pizza,
yeah,
preferably.
They that.
And they actually combine together pretty well, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Red wine and pizza. The most romantic drink is red wine, followed by champagne, white wine, rosé, wine cocktails, martinis, beer, none of the above, and vodka soda. Vodka soda is below none of the above.
So it was none of the above, like Gatorade.
And pizza was the number one food when people were asked if they could only eat one food for the rest of their lives, what would it be? The majority saying pizza.
It's That's just universal.
True. Nora, would you pick pizza?
Yes, I would, actually. I like pizza.
Would you say for yourself, the most romantic drink, all those choices, is red wine?
That's my everyday drink, so yeah.
Well, then you're the perfect winner.
You're
made
a
for you.
Machine.
Yeah, I had it for breakfast this morning. A nice glass of red wine. Tidbit Tuesday. I know Violetta loves this. I don't know if you've noticed it yet, Whip, or seen it.
Okay.
But, you know, we're well into February now.
Yeah.
February, of course, if you look at it on the calendar, this only happens once every 200 years. February is a perfect rectangle, the shape of the calendar days. The first is on a Monday. You know, if you go Monday through Sunday like some people do.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird.
That's the only way to do it, I guess, for this. And the 28th is on a Sunday, which makes for a perfect rectangle. And I had no clue. It only happens once every 200 years.
Wow, we better enjoy it then.
I know. Like, I feel like you enjoy the straight lines the way that happens.
It's very geometrically pleasing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just made me realize I still have a 2020 calendar up in here for no reason. I'm like, oh, maybe I can look at my calendar and say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have one for this year.
Michael B. Jordan is producing a new series about Muhammad Ali's life. That'll be cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right.
Ali's estate and Jay-Z are also involved in that project.
Now, Will Smith already played Ali in a movie, a lot of which was shot here, I remember.
He did.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth reportedly is getting too ripped for his Thor body double to even keep up.
Get out.
Yeah, so
that's a humble brag right
that
there.
That is.
I don't know that he said it, though.
Oh.
Yeah. His actual body double said it. Saying, I can't keep up with him. The guy is ripped.
Okay.
That is Bobby Holland Hinton is the body double. Everyone is like, wow, look at the size of him. And I'm like, yeah, that's brilliant. I'm that guy's double. It's impossible to keep up with. He said on the Australian morning show, Fitzy and Whippa in the morning.
Fitzy and Whippa? Is that your sister, Whip?
Yeah, that's her. Exactly. She moved away a long time ago, but she's doing great.
On Aussie Radio.
Yeah.
Fitzy and Whippa. All right. Well, good for them. I bet it's a very good show.
That's great.
Very good show on there.
Fitzy's kind of, you know, I mean, you know how that gets.
No.
Fitzy's kind of a tool, but, you know.
But not, is he?
Whippa puts up with it, though.
I got
but you.
You
know what? She'll get her.
Are you trying to allude to us?
Yeah.
No.
What are you trying to say?
Eric?
No, not at all. I'm just being stupid.
You're just doing bits.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers' fiance has confirmed, obviously.
Wow, she's already being called that.
Fiance confirmed as Shailene Woodley. Well, that's what she is.
Yeah, I know. It just seems so sudden, like already throwing out the fiance.
She's not. It's the headline.
No, I know, like, but like...
First you think it's Chris Hemsworth humble bragging the headline. She's already thrown it. No, somebody was writing about it.
I think when you go through that transition, though, the first couple times you say it, whether you're the writer of the article or the person in the relationship, it's kind of awkward. You know, the first time you go from girlfriend to fiance.
All right, yeah. So if they waited a week, then it would be fine?
I'm just saying, anytime, the first couple times is going to be difficult. Kind of like this conversation.
Okay, why don't you let me get through at least two, maybe three stories before you derail the next one.
Okay, got it.
Aaron Rodgers' fiance confirmed as Shailene Woodley, says source. It's not surprising he proposed so fast, but it is surprising that I'm calling her his fiance. No, he doesn't say that.
Who said that?
Some guy. It doesn't matter. They're just confirming that.
All right. Got it.
Oh, my God.
I'm so confused.
No.
They're just confirming that it is her.
Got it. All right. That'd be funny if it wasn't.
I'm going to explain something to both of you.
Yeah.
The bit's called Tidbit Tuesday. Nobody's going to solve any problems here. This is just, you know, this
really?
Is just throwaway stuff. Don't overanalyze. The Aaron Rodgers fiance has been confirmed as Shailene Woodley. They're calling your fiance too quick. I wonder what Fitzy and Whippa have to say on Australian radio.
I wonder how they would handle this.
Boy, Chris Hemsworth, I bet you he'd humble brag about once dating Shailene Woodley. Just let me get through them, I swear.
Okay.
The Daily Mail says Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield have tentatively agreed to fight again.
Oh, my God.
Humble braggers. The fight would be worth well over $250 million.
Oh, my God. He once bit off his ear.
They did.
Ew.
That famous for that.
Absolutely right. Kim Jong-un.
I know him.
What happened to him, huh?
Yeah, good question.
He's banned mullets. The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is cracking down on several appearance fads, including mullets, hair dye, and ripped jeans. Who would have thought he might be onto something?
Right.
I just cannot picture that. I just can't picture it over in North Korea, a bunch of people walking around with mullets.
Well, not anymore. The government says the aforementioned promote capitalism and antisocial behavior, which makes me feel bad about living in a capitalistic country that mullets are what they think of when they think
right.
of us.
Yeah.
Mullets. All right. Why are you confused? I see the confused face.
No, I heard that they actually famously to make Kim Jong-un feel good by getting his haircut because they have he has an interesting haircut, like the bowl cut. And it's a way to honor him if you get that.
And not to get taken out back and done away with.
Skip over that. You know what? I'm just going to go right to the end. I'm just going to go right to the last one.
It's almost time for Double Your Paycheck, by the way.
It's so hot in here now.
It's about 20 after.
It's about 20 after.
It is about 20 after. Just in time, our final story today. Boy, I bet your Foot First is glad they sponsored this. Even Dr. Sklar said, why do I sponsor that bit? I'm like, I don't know.
Right, right.
I honestly don't know. Yes. Jamaica is running low on weed. It's because Violetta has all of it.
That's right.
Ganja.
Jamaica is running low on ganja. Heavy rains followed by an extended drought, an increase in local consumption, and a drop in the number of marijuana farmers have caused a shortage in the island's famed but largely illegal market that experts say is the worst they've ever seen.
Oh my goodness.
What are we going to do?
What is Jamaica without the weed? Right now, we find out the top three things trending on Twitter, and we get to flip over this piece of paper.
Not yet.
Violetta put in front of Whip and I. Piece of paper says, don't turn over until trending on Twitter, please and thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Trending on Twitter, number three.
Okay, starting off with National Pizza Day. That's today.
Oh, yeah.
So enjoy yourself a piece of za, ta-da.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
Everything's weird.
You can only eat one food the rest of your life. We learned on Mixed Morning Mindbender, the majority say pizza.
Yep.
Did you know that pizza is actually better for you for breakfast than cereal, according to the Chicago Tribune and the Daily Mail?
Is it because of the milk? I feel like milk's not good in the morning.
Dietitian Chelsea Amer is quoted by both the paper and the site as saying, you may be surprised to find out that an average slice of pizza and a bowl of cereal with whole milk contain nearly the same amount of calories. However, pizza packs a much larger protein punch, which will keep you full and boost being satiated throughout the morning.
That's almost the best thing I've ever seen on the Tribune.
Look at that.
Great.
The average person, Whip, will eat 6,000 slices of pizza over the course of their life. You've done that already this year.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And 70% of people say that pizza should be removed from school menus or served just once per week. Those people have lost their minds.
Yeah, come on. Oh, it's a highlight to the day. Exactly.
The average person consumes 23 pounds of pizza in a year.
Mm. Wow.
Pizza is the top cheat meal, followed by Chinese food.
Yum. Soy sauce.
And the favorite male pregnancy snack is pizza.
Male pregnancy?
Well, you know, we get hungry while you're pregnant.
That's right.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, trending on Twitter, number two.
Okay, Diane Sawyer is facing some backlash from the Britney Spears documentary that was released. She is in that documentary with a 2003 interview where it's pretty painful to watch. Sawyer interviewed the 22-year-old Spears at the time and pushed her very heavily to answer what she did to Justin Timberlake to break his heart and cause him so much pain and sorrow. Hmm. This, along with other uncomfortable things that we're not going to touch on, is causing her to trend right now for a bad reason.
Whatever happened to Diane Sawyer? She had, for what it's worth, Diane Sawyer had her issues, too.
Oh, she did?
Don't we all?
Some pretty significant issues, reportedly.
Hmm.
If you believe him.
Hmm. Is she retired or?
Yeah.
I think the ABC went, you know what? Thanks.
I think she's like 77 years old.
Yeah.
She show up every once in a while still for something.
I don't really know what
happened. Yeah, I haven't seen her for a while. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, they quietly moved her away and moved David Muir in.
Okay.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Bob Ross, trending in the United States. If you don't know who that is, he's an artist, famous. I heard you. Did you just flip over that piece of paper? Okay.
No, I just moved it.
He's a... Sorry, I thought I heard it.
Sitting here waiting on more Nike Obalaye.
Yes. If you don't know who Bob Ross is, he's a famous artist who was made famous by his PBS show, The Joy of Painting, where he taught people how to paint. I never heard of him until now. But he's trending because Kim Kardashian's seven-year-old daughter, Northwest, is being compared to the painter from a post that she sent out of a picture of her artwork. She wrote, "My little artist, North." And then you can turn over your pages now and look at it. I think there is no way that Northwest, a seven-year-old, painted this.
No way.
No way.
Right?
Even if it's paint by number, she couldn't have done it.
I don't think so.
It's like a mountain with a river and some trees.
So unless there's some super secret technique, you know, because the Bob Ross thing would be like in the course of a half hour, he would paint something that looks really good like this.
Like ornate.
By just sort of doing the brush strokes and it looks like real. And the next thing you know, wow, it's a painting. So unless they followed like step by step a Bob Ross video and did the exact, you know what I mean?
But a seven-year-old assistant?
I'm doubting it. Yeah, I'm doubting it.
You know, it would be so, so out of character for Kim Kardashian to lie to us. Squirrel attacks on Dr. Oz today.
Although, you know, you
ever seen a squirrel attack? Whew, you want no part of that.
No, I never saw that.
Oof. It's not good.
Have you ever been attacked by a squirrel?
No, I've never been, but I've seen video of, like, you know, a squirrel jumping on somebody.
Whoa.
I'm sure it's not fun.
Like right now, Google squirrel attack.
Okay.
So how's Dr. Oz going to cure that? That's what I'm. I guess that's why I have to tune in.
I don't have the answer to that, other than maybe, you know, he's just.
What to do to prevent the squirrel
attack?
Does
he say he's
going to
prevent squirrel attacks?
No, I don't know. My impression was Dr. Oz, he tells you sort of how to be healthier and prevent stuff.
Over there on Fox 32. Maybe I should call Corey. Corey McFerrin and ask him, all right, can you get any more details on squirrel attacks on Dr. Oz?
Well, it's hard to find the actual, attacks, but this one squirrel, attacked a guy in a park, knocked over his phone.
You get a crazed, rabid, or out-of-control squirrel, that thing,
I always watch squirrels, and they go in the little hole in the tree, they hide the nuts in there.
Sure, 99.9999% of the time, it's going to be fine. It's that 0.0001% that makes Dr. Oz.
We don't know what the guy with the phone did to the squirrel. That's edited video, too.
No, you don't. All right, are you ready, Whip?
Yes.
Last night, it was another Bachelor. I'm told by Sharon on Facebook that there were tears. Finger-pointing accusations. Were there hot tubs, probably?
Every one of those on every Bachelor episode, you get some of that.
And Matt, usually in each one of these, is scolding somebody or other.
Yeah, Matt's had a little bit of a rough go, but, it ended well for him last night.
All right. What happens is Whip watches The Bachelor for 2 hours and then condenses it down into 30 seconds so the rest of us don't have to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Everything you need to know in 30 seconds or less, which is really what they could do, but that wouldn't be much of a TV show, right? Are you ready, Whip?
Yes.
Here we go. Go.
Jessenia is mad at Katie. She says, okay, I don't know where this is coming from, but why are you concerned about me? What happened tonight had nothing to do with me, so what the hell? And as I said last night, thank you for your feedback.
Thank you.
But she gets to stay. Then Ryan, who was called a hoe, gets kicked off. She does not take it well. She sobs. A blonde shows up in security, asks for Chris Harrison. Very bad acting. He pretends not to know who she is or why she's there. Turns out it's Heather from a previous season. She wants to be on the show.
Five.
Later, Katie gets the boot, too. The girls are happy. The new girl, Heather, shows up, and everyone goes, who the F is she?
Oh.
Would you rather have to endure that or a squirrel attack?
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.